Good afternoon. This is another episode of Insurance Questions Podcast, number 65.
Insurance Questions Podcast. It's episode number three of what, Sarah?
Tax Questions Podcast. I know, because I keep in my head, it wants to come out something different. And I'm like, no, Eddie said call it this. And I'm trying, leave me alone. I need cue cards.
Well, I mean, and the sad thing, folks, this is the second time we're doing this episode today.
Second time.
Because we're trying a new technology and some bugs in it yet. We're gonna revisit it, but yeah, so here we are. Yay.
Yay. I did tell Eddie we need to post the first version to Patreon because it's very entertaining. There's a lot of information. And the way me, Donnie, and Eddie just interact with each other, we can never duplicate it, even if it's about the same topic. It's always going to be different.
So should we like put the whole thing on there of me like going to the bathroom and walking around my apartment and
I mean,
everything
that would be
the first
hilarious.
like
Get through
27 minutes of
23 minutes
when I
because
was
Mr. Eddie
shooting with
wants
my
to have it
mouth.
up.
Pew 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 pew. I don't know what the hell I was doing. Donnie, did you have a meeting? I wasn't sure, buddy.
Yeah, we were running late, so my wife, so I have to leave in it. I only have a few minutes.
Okay. You didn't have to
Sorry.
jump on. That's okay, because we
Yeah.
were just going to
Well,
talk
welcome
about you
back.
anyways.
Thank you.
So, welcome to episode three, part two of Sassy Sarah's Tax Questions Podcast.
Okay, I'm going to try
I'm
to do
tired
it
already.
again. But remember, the first version I was hopped up on caffeine. So we'll see. It's kind of wearing off now. That's why it's lasted me for a few days. I take a few sips here and there.
That's
So
gross.
this
That's
one's
gross.
talking about all the different types of income that needs to be reported to the IRS, which is really, really huge. And so I'm going to do a little bit of history. So I'm sorry for everyone who's going to get bored, but February 3rd, 1913 is when the 16th Amendment was created. And Donnie, if you want to tell everybody who was president then,
Well, I have to double check that
Ronald
fact.
Reagan.
I
You
was
were
thinking it was
so sure
1916.
on the first one.
Oh, I know. I'll double check it, but I believe
Okay.
it was Woodrow Wilson.
Okay. Well, on this one, it basically gives Congress the power to make an income tax that's not based off of population, which basically started the income tax that we know as of now. Oh, and something else I forgot about on the first one that I was trying to figure out. The income tax was started to tax the 1% of people and only 1% of their wealth. So that's how it started. And now you see where it's at. So
Yes, that's
that was
right.
like
all of Donnie Lowe's friends in Williamsville and Amherst that he plays
You
tennis with all the
whatever.
time.
So there's that. I also, Donnie, you came on a little bit after, but I said we're gonna have to post that first video to Patreon because it's just there's no way we can duplicate it.
Lightning
So
in a bottle, baby. Lightning in a bottle. Never gonna happen
right.
again.
So there's the history facts.
And it
Something.
was President William Taft.
Oh,
Sorry.
Taft.
You're a
Okay.
liar, Donnie. You lied to all our viewers?
Oh my
God, how can you
goodness.
live with yourself?
You're gonna have add that to the description. Not. Yeah.
Gotta go to timeout, Donnie. Sorry,
I
buddy.
know.
You gotta go timeout.
So anyways, the main theme of this one, the reason why I wanted to start with the history of it is because when the income tax was enacted, you're supposed to report any and all income, including illegal activities. For example, that's how they got Al Capone with all of those charges for the bootlegging because he didn't report the income he received from his illegal activities and got him on 11 counts. It was actually 5,000 violations in 1931 against the Volstead Act. Interesting. But I use the
Was
and
that big
the
a was that a big topic of conversation in high school, Donnie?
It
So how is he
was.
like in high school in 1913 and then in high school in the 1930s?
No, have you
I
ever
was in
heard of
grammar
anything
school in
called
1913?
you ever heard of anything called time travel, Sassy Sarah?
So he just time travels everywhere?
Yes.
That doesn't make
yes.
sense. Like, he's... it would have been easier for you to just say a freaking vampire at this point. Like,
oh, are you a vampire, Donnie? I didn't know that.
No.
So anyway.
I think she's trying to say that you suck.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry, Donnie. So anyways, going back to this, I likened it before to the marijuana sales. So that's legal in some states, but it's still illegal at the federal level. And businesses are still required to report that. If you steal cars, you're supposed to list that. If you embezzle, money laundering, everything, you can list it as other income. It's just the IRS wants you to pay taxes on it, which is hilarious because it's like you shouldn't be doing illegal activities.
And
why
like
does the
I
IRS
said
want
before,
you to report on yourself? But
I right. steal something, I pay the taxes, and then you want to put me in jail? Oh no, I have my receipt.
Well, like I stated, you don't have to clarify where the income came from. You
I'm
just
not going
to
lie about
now,
it, Sarah.
I'm not going to sit there and say that they won't audit you and then ask for more information to prove, but yeah. And
so
then
when I'm doing my sideline gig as a private dancer, a dancer for money, I have to declare all that money. I mean,
do,
I work hard for that money.
But technically, being a private dancer is not illegal unless you're doing extra things, which, Eddie, I don't want to know about.
It's only illegal if you get caught. That's what Donnie loves.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Because
anyway,
he knows a guy,
and then,
you know?
So something else with the IRS code that a lot of people don't know, because you get differing of opinions. And basically, it comes down to we have the tax code from the IRS that we are to follow. But then there's also laws, or not laws, there's case law. So basically something goes to tax court and gets disputed. However, with different districts as well, what may be tax law in New York in a different district, it's not going to be the same. So you have differing depending on where you're located, and it's precedent basically. And do you want to do the little speech that we do about this is educational?
You must be a mind reader. So I'm like, oh, I got to do that. I got to stop.
What a team.
All the thoughts and opinions expressed here on Insurance Questions Podcast number 65 and Tax Question Podcast number 3 are solely for entertainment reasons. And all the comments by Sassy Cero, Donnie Lowe, and Eddie Buffalo are just purely for entertainment. Boy, that was a long one I did that time.
That
I kind of lost my way. I was kind of like Morant going around in circles there. Sorry about that, folks.
You're
good, Sarah.
I'll allow it because the first one was spot on. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow on all the different platforms. If you can comment, leave comments. Feel free to reach back out to us. Because the more you interact with us, the bigger we'll be, the more that we'll be able to do with the platform itself, by the content we'll be able to make, and everything else. So.
Here's the thing. We get about 700,000 to 1 million listeners every episode that we do. And 65 to 90% of them are not liking and subscribing.
That's a big, big percentage. 60 to 90%, you mean 70 or... to 80 or 80 to 90?
You want Donnie Lowe in Williamsville polishing other people's gold, or you want him to have his own? Come on.
I'm just saying you're saying between 60 to 90%. That's a 30% kind of margin. You might want to reevaluate
those.
There's
a lot of variance in there.
A lot of variance. Thank you.
All right, I'm done. I'll get off.
So anyways, I said all of that to go back to 1961. There was James versus the United States. And it basically made it where if you embezzle money, you
Donnie.
Are required to include that on your return.
Donnie.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever. and something that I swear you guys need to go to the Patreon and listen to the first episode once that's fixed so we can upload it. But I've had two different scenarios where somebody has taken money from the company. One of them, it was a nonprofit, which you would be very surprised of how often that happens. Where basically the president of the nonprofit was just over abusing how much he was using. And we had to create a report and provide it to the board because there's so many different steps you need to do to have them removed. And Donnie, you had mentioned You had experience with that with a nonprofit as well.
Yeah, church. And I mean, that wasn't my experience, but right. It was.
Donnie, what did you do? Put it back.
Somebody was accused of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars, Donnie, not only from a church, but from two medical offices.
That's so dirty. Well. Dirty people.
Yeah. Well, and then my other experience came from the U.S. Marshal showing up to arrest the controller of the company who had a sealed warrant out from California. Those darn Californians. no offense if you're from California. It's just the thing we
do. There's a lot of them in Texas. So I mean, I love California people. Forget about this sexy. Whoa. Sassy Sarah.
You need to watch that. Anywho. But he had a sealed warrant that didn't show up in the background check just so he could get a job, so he get arrested. And within like four to six months, he was there. As soon as he processed payroll by himself, he started stealing from the company, got like $60,000. And it was pretty bad. It's like you learn about the checks and balances that are needed in accounting. And anytime I see laws like this, it's like, oh, yeah, report your illegal activities. Most people don't think about that, but that's how they got Al Capone.
That's right.
It's like, which I always find funny. Don't do legal activities to make money. Do the illegal to report it to the IRS to pay taxes, but you're following the laws to report. Like, what do you want them to, like, just tell them to be legal and not do illegal activities.
Exactly. Like, why go through all that?
Why are you filling Donnie Lowe with ideas for him to make money on the side? Why are you doing this?
I'm filling no ideas. This is all for entertainment purposes. And if somebody wants to use this information, I'm telling you how not to get in trouble.
There is an itty bitty little devil on the one on Donnie's one shoulder. And Eddie Buffalo is a good Catholic boy on the other side. Saying, no, Donnie.
Really?
No.
That's how you're
going to say that. Who would have thought that? I think the world's gonna end today. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised you're still standing. I mean, geez.
He's beating me up here. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I know, right?
And once again, where's your red shirt, Donnie? Why haven't you got your red shirt on? Why didn't you get the memo from Sassy Sarah?
I know. I didn't know it was Red Shirt Tuesday.
It is.
That's in May.
Yes. Are you thinking about the red nose thing?
No.
There's I see a lot of people in South Buffalo firm, with red noses, but that's from drinking.
There's a certain real estate firm that red is their color, and every May they have like kind of like a volunteer day. They call it Red Day, and everybody gets a red T-shirt, and they each office goes to volunteer at a certain cause that they like.
So if you're a redhead, do you actually have to wear a red shirt, or is your hair enough?
It depends on how red it is.
How red it is and how long the hair is.
Well, not anymore. Mine from the Texas sun. I'm very blonde right now.
And how much hair do you have on your head?
More than you, buddy. Oh, Sarah's killing herself over there. All right, get back on topic. All right. So tell us how to stash cash so you know, we don't go to jail. Sarah, that's what
that will be
about,
a different episode. I'm just stating, if you do any activities, whether legal or illegal, you need to report it. It's kind of like when they came out with that law about Zelle and using AI to see where payments are going. That's more to crack down on the people who are not reporting the income, like tips, Uber drivers. I know, don't come after my clients. I have seen or heard, or it's a figment of my imagination. I don't care which one, where people are sending money via Zelle that's not solely for personal uses.
So they're actually cleaning the money through Zelle, correct?
Yes, but because I don't see the other side of it, I can't say for sure if that other person is actually claiming the income.
Well, I think we talked about this a couple months ago, especially people that are servers at bars, restaurants, what are diners, that a lot of businesses, if you leave your tip on your credit card, that when it does trickle down to the server, they get taxed on that. Plus, I'm wondering if they take the big out of it.
So they're supposed to pay taxes out of everything they get, even.
I understand that.
Well, so here's the thing, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just give them cash. What you're doing is hindering that person when they retire because they're not paying Social Security or Medicare taxes. And it sucks that they have to pay those taxes. But I always leave it on the card because I'm like, when you retire, you're going to be appreciative of the little bit extra that I gave you because you're paying into Social Security and Medicare. Like, yes, it's
funny
sucks.
That you say that, because I had an aunt that she cleaned houses her whole life and she got paid cash, you know? And her son's like, yeah, if you want to be able to get retirement, when it's one of your people have to put you on the books. And luckily mm-hmm. they did. And she was able to get, you know, not a lot, but she got right. a little bit of retirement.
Especially with Social Security, it's all what you pay into it or what you get out. So a lot of business owners, they, when you put it on your, whether it's a separate business return or your personal return, you pay Social Security and Medicare. When you take cash payments, it's not being reflected. All it's doing is hurting you in the long run, unless you are putting that money up to take it out for retirement elsewhere, which a lot of people aren't doing.
You know, a lot of businesses now, they're even putting limits on what you can buy with your credit card. And that's really hurting the younger generation, because I've always had a fight about this with my daughters that they don't carry cash around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm like, well, what if you're in the middle of somewhere, you don't, and then you break down, and they don't take credit cards at this itty bitty little gas station, but they do
they
take
cash. They always have ATMs.
What are you going to do? And they don't even have ATMs, right?
No, I was going to say most of them will have ATMs or there'll be a bank nearby.
She's got all these answers. That's why she's nasty, Sarah. She's got all the answers.
Unfortunately, now you can't even pay cash at some places.
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I know when you go to a Sabres game or a Bandits game, anything at the arena, you have to pay for cash. Even the, which I was really surprised at, Donnie, did you ever do the 50-50 at a Sabres or a Bandits game?
Yeah.
That's all via credit card, too. How do they do that, Sarah? I mean, it's a nonprofit, right?
You mean that they don't take cash?
No.
Correct.
I mean, even though it's legal tender, they really can't say that they don't take it. They can just be like, hey, there's no place for us to put it. You have to.
I always thought that was kind of interesting. Like,
they say they can't take it, is what they say.
Yes.
I mean, we don't take cash. We can't take it.
I mean, imagine if you could start using your credit card at lotto machines. So people would be broke.
That's it.
You know,
that's a big thing.
I do have a question for you, Sarah. I know we're a little bit off topic here, but say I win $50,000 on the lottery. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, one of my aunts and uncle, they won a bunch of money, and they were like saving bad tickets from anybody they could get from to try to get their tax bill down. Explain that to me, because I really never understood that.
So basically, let's say you go to a casino, you win $100,000. You have to pay taxes on it. They offer that service when they cash you out.
Okay.
A lot of people say no. However, let's say you lost $200,000. You can use only the losses that cover the gains. So you can take $100,000 of the $200,000 loss and apply it to the gains that you had, and it washes out.
Huh.
That other $100,000, you just lost it. Whenever you go to a casino or a legitimate place for gambling, we'll say that.
Not like Donnie Lowe's house. You got to know that knock.
But they're supposed to give you what's called a 1099.
Buying is one gold bar, just so you know.
Whatever. A 1099-G, which is for gambling, but that's only for the win.
Yeah.
If you want to record your losses, you have to actually get a report from the casino or whoever, like horse racing or whatever, and say, hey, this is my account. I need the printout for my taxes.
Now, that's an interesting thing that I've never, you know, I love it how though we start talking about one thing and we go in different directions because mm-hmm. things just pop up. Like Seneca Nation Indians are tax exempt
mm-hmm.
in New York State, and they have A couple casinos, one in Niagara Falls, one downtown, and another one. I forget where though, Don. No,
Salamanca.
is it the one in Salamanca? So here's the question. You win something at the Seneca Nation Indians Casino. Are they reporting to the government that you won it, or because they're tax exempt, do they even have anything to do with the government?
So
I don't know if they report it, but because you are not a Native American,
you have to.
you have to report it.
So they might report on you
They
or
may report on us. Yeah, I'm
anybody
not sure.
who's not an actual person who stay on the reservation.
Niches get stitches.
Um,
They ain't going there
because
no more.
because Choctaw and Oklahoma and some of the other casinos do the same thing. It's they report it to the government, which is I have a few clients who likes to go and gamble. And one of them does really, really decent, even though he just does it for fun. And I'm like, start taking taxes out when you pull out your winnings. Worst case scenario, you get a refund at the end of the year instead of having to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Have the state and the federal taken out. And his thought is he plays a lot, so he wins a lot, but he also loses a lot. He still comes up ahead, which is great. But it's like, yeah, but
That's what he says.
no, I've seen the numbers. He comes out ahead.
That's what he says. I don't know about that.
That's why I don't gamble.
Now,
You
I learned early
gamble
enough
every day of
not
your
to.
life that you're with me, Donnie, though.
That's
Ain't
true.
that the truth?
That's a high risk gamble.
And once again, folks, she's the devil on his shoulder. I'm the little angel.
Whatever. I am not. It's the other way around. You are
Ahead,
not.
steal stuff, Don. You won't get caught, and then pay taxes on
No, that's not what I said. I said, if you were to do it, don't listen to me to take advice such as that. I'm telling you what you should do when it comes to
it.
income tax. Now, I will say only one of us talks about how a good little Catholic boy we are, and it isn't me. And if you have to talk about it so much,
That's not nice. That's not nice. That is not nice at all. You're
Now, I know
making
you
baby
try to be
Jesus
a very
cry.
good little Catholic boy and you go to
Baby
mass
Jesus is
and
crying right now because you were mean to me. That's what it was. And I'm so sensitive. You broke my heart. Sassy Sarah, thought you were my sister.
you want me to get you Taco Casa?
Yes. I will never turn
Oh,
down the Taco Casa.
he feels better all of a
I do.
sudden.
Let's go. Let's go right
I
now.
already know how to get to the brother's heart. Like, you want some food?
You know how happy I'll say one day. Today's episode brought to you by Taco Casa.
Why don't you reach out and have them sponsor and be like, dude, I want tacos for life. I'll just eat one a day.
Nom 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 nom. Like Eddie's rolling around. Oh, he loves that Taco Casa. He loves it. We can't keep him away from it.
That what you were going with? Pew, 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 pew.
I don't know what I was doing before. So we did tape an episode before this. And it's a new technology, and it starts recording immediately when you turn it on. So I thought I had it turned off, but for 27 minutes, it was me walking around my apartment. You could hear the toilet flushing, and then for some reason, I was making laser sounds, pew, 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 which I don't even remember why I was doing it. I think we do have to just post the whole thing when we're done with it.
Could be our
Yeah.
bloopers segment or something.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, it's funny because my son's diagnosed with ADHD too, which I already knew he had it, but I'm the type of, if you can contain it and I just tell you to go run outside every once in a while to get your energy out, it's fine. And he'll just randomly start singing, humming, dancing. And I'm just like, yeah, you're entertaining. I mean,
Look
hey.
who his mother is. Are you kidding me?
I know, right?
Oh,
You know, when I
once
first got
again, that
diagnosed
is a
with,
Texas thing she just said, folks, if you didn't know that.
yes. Well, what's funny is when I first got diagnosed, I told my mom, and she's like, but you did so well in school. And I'm like, but I was in tap, dance, ballet, baseball until I had a medical issue. And then I was always bouncing
Oh.
around doing other things. I'm like,
Makes
okay.
sense. That's why you used to work the pole. You had all that dance experience.
Never worked a pole. That's only you, the private dancer.
We're
Um,
going way off
call me
track here.
Tina.
go way
Just
off
call me
track.
the
Yes.
burner.
So, anywho, I mean, it works out well
Was
for
the
me
show
because
even about? Where did we go wrong?
letting
as soon as you hit the record button.
Good one. One for Donnie Lowe.
Yes.
Finally.
So anywho, back to the main part of it. If you have any income, report it, whether legal or illegal activities. And I'm not saying do break the law.
So if you're a private dancer like me, you got to claim that stuff, guys and girls.
Yeah. Even if it's cash, you got to claim it.
Cash is king. Well, I think we went way over. I can't believe you're still on here. I thought you had to go, Donnie Lowe. You love us that much that you wanted to stay with us. Exactly. See, we're going to talk about him. That's the problem. We talk about him when he's here.
I know you're going to talk about me.
So once again, if you enjoy working with people like you or people not like you, which if you're like us, that's something else. But for the one and the only Donnie Lowe, the fabulous Sassy Sarah, and your buddy Eddie Buffalo, until next time, stay safe, everyone.
Perfect.
All right, guys. Yeah. Take it easy. Bye. Oh, tomorrow, tune in. Part two of Donnie Lowe's episode. How to stash the cash. No. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Take care.
Bye-bye.